From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jael Snyder. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, thousands of demonstrators remain and say they will not give up until President Hosni Mubarak leaves. Leaders inside and outside Egypt are seeking a way to end the impasse. One proposal is reported to have newly appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman take charge of a military-backed government until elections are held. An explosion along a gas pipeline in the North Sinai region of Egypt is adding to the country's troubles today. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Cairo. He has details on what happened.
Egyptian state television called it a terrorist attack, and the government said it's investigating. TV footage from Arab networks showed massive flames at the site of the blast. The Egyptian governor of the region called it an act of sabotage. The state-owned company Gasco would say only that the company is in a state of emergency and that the pipeline that exploded is the one that supplies Jordan with natural gas. The attack happened as protests continue for a 12th day against President Hosni Mubarak. Political negotiations are quietly underway to try to accelerate a transfer of power, but anti-government protesters are still camping out in central Cairo, demanding that the 82-year-old authoritarian leader step down immediately. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.
A new nuclear arms treaty between the United States and Russia is in effect. It went into force today when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton exchanged ratification papers with her Russian counterpart. The two met on the sidelines of a security conference in Munich. The New START treaty limits the number of warheads each side can have and reestablishes a monitoring system that ended when the old arms deal expired. The winter storm that hit Texas this week is cutting in on some of the fun surrounding tomorrow's Super Bowl in Dallas. NPR's Mike Pesca is there.
4 inches of early morning snow on Friday was just the latest weather-related hurdle for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Some events were canceled, restaurants were half empty, and more seriously, workers at Cowboys Stadium were injured, one critically, by falling ice. Extra snow plows have been brought in from neighboring municipalities, which the Super Bowl committee's president, Bill Lively, says is not an admission that planning was insufficient.
We've had extraordinary weather conditions the last week, so bringing in more equipment now is a good idea, but it's not because we didn't plan well, it's just the conditions weren't such.
Game time temperatures are predicted to be slightly above freezing, but there is a chance of rain or snow on Sunday. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Dallas.
A published report says hackers have breached the computer network that runs the NASDAQ stock market more than once. The Wall Street Journal reports the NASDAQ's network has been hacked multiple times over the past year, but the report says the system, which executes trades, was not compromised. The journal says investigators from the Secret Service and the FBI have been unable to track the hacking to any specific individual or country. This is NPR. President Obama says both business and government have responsibilities to build the country's future.
Ultimately, our true measure of progress has to be whether every American who wants a job can find one, whether the jobs available pay well and offer good benefits, whether people in this country can still achieve the American dream for themselves and for their children.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. He says government should help make the U.S. the best place in the world to do business, and companies should invest in the future by keeping jobs in the United States, hiring American workers, and paying good wages. Republicans also devoted their weekly message to jobs and the economy. Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas called for spending cuts and fiscal responsibility at a time of growing budget deficits. The Transportation Security Administration says airport screeners may unionize, despite, as NPR's Martin Costi reports, opposition from Republican lawmakers.
When the TSA was created, the law left it up to the administration to decide whether its workers could engage in collective bargaining, and the Bush administration decided they could not. On the campaign trail, President Obama promised to change that, and now the TSA has made it official, telling workers they can vote on unionization this spring. Republicans warn this will undermine security at airports, but Colleen Kelly, president of the union NTEU, says there's no danger.
No federal employee can strike or slow down. No federal employee can bargain over security procedures in any agency.
Republicans in the Senate have proposed legislation that would bar airport screeners from having union rights. Martin Costi, NPR News.
And I'm Jael Snyder, NPR News in Washington.